Good morning, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah law enforcement encouraging parents to talk with your kids about sextortion, saying this is a problem they're seeing every single day.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, this is a problem when someone poses as someone else online, starts messaging a child, gets them to send explicit photos, then threatens to share those photos with people the child knows if they don't pay them a ransom. Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart tells KSL.com the average victim is just 15, but it's not unheard of to see victims as young as 6. Stewart says the best way to prevent this is to talk openly with your kids and to about it, and also what they're doing on social media ahead of time. You can also talk with your kids about what apps they should be using, and also that if they don't know someone in real life, that they probably should not be talking to that person online. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A hiker missing in Davis County over the weekend was found safe last evening after a large-scale search. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
We're so grateful that he walked out. He was uninjured.
Davis County Sheriff's spokesperson Stephanie Densmore tells KSL 5 the man, 25-year-old Tobias Bratton from Washington State, walked back to the trail late Sunday afternoon after having been reported overdue on Saturday. Bratton was on an overnight trip near Thurston Peak on Friday. They say he had a few scrapes on his hand and had run low on supplies. He told deputies he didn't even realize anyone was searching for him. Didn't know helicopters. He saw circling above were for him. Turns out Tobias took a wrong turn and found himself three canyons away from the Fernwood trailhead. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Senate is expected to vote early this week on a package of bills passed by the House over the weekend. The bills provide billions in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and one bill forces a sale of TikTok. But a few Republicans in the House are angry at Speaker Johnson for bringing the bills to the floor.
There are now at least two other Republicans who have joined Marjorie Taylor Greene in her efforts to oust Johnson. She's already called what's called a motion to vacate against Johnson, but she hasn't brought it to the floor for a vote. And instead, what she's doing is holding this motion to vacate, which is the same thing that got rid of Kevin McCarthy, over Johnson's head and try to push him to resign. Johnson, meanwhile, says he's not going anywhere.
ABC's Jay O'Brien says those threatening to oust Speaker Johnson say Congress should have focused on security at the U.S. border before sending more money overseas.
Utah's four representatives split over sending money and ammunition to Ukraine, but were united in pressuring a sale of TikTok. Joining us live is KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Tim, Utah's voices were united with almost 400 others in the House of Representatives in passing a bill that would force Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok. Congressman John Curtis said why on Inside Sources in March.
That's one thing to influence behavior on consumer purchases. It's quite another to influence behavior, let's say, on things that impact depression and even suicide and body image. And what about elections?
On Ukraine funding, Representative Blake Moore approved it, but said he was disappointed Congress couldn't get a border deal done first. Congressman Celeste Malloy only commented on X that Democrats broke House decorum rules to wave Ukrainian flags. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Opening statements start this morning in the hush money trial against former President Trump. The prosecution and defense will lay out their arguments in a New York City courtroom. The former president says he plans to testify at some point in the trial.
Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Manti were surprised when President Russell M. Nelson came to town. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, President Nelson visited for the rededication of the church's temple in Manti. He, along with his wife, Wendy, have ancestral ties to the city, and during the rededication, he, along with other leaders of the church, honored the area's pioneer legacy and encouraged members of the church to attend the temple as often as possible, according to Church News. Church members weren't expecting the visit, and President Nelson promised that temple worship will, quote, strengthen you to meet the challenges of everyday life, close quote. Reporting live, Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on a Monday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Amanda, just one crash reported. It's supposed to be on the transition ramp from eastbound 80 to northbound Bangor right at the airport entrance. I don't see it, at least in the camera shots just yet. And if it's there, it hasn't had an impact on the drive yet. Traffic's been great on I-15 so far, whether you're starting out in Ogden, Provo, or anywhere in between. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's Earth Day, and the planet is changing. Experts warn the consistently hotter temperatures are causing the Earth's ice sheets to melt. Philip Orton, an ocean researcher at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey, says that rising sea levels could have huge societal and economic impacts.
In the next 30 years, there's a certain amount of sea level rise that's more predictable than the next, say, 50 to 80 years, when these ice sheets are going to become more of an important factor.
Since last June, the globe has broken heat records every month going back to last June, much of it driven by the burning of fossil fuels like coal and oil.
Here in Utah, forecasters say Utah will see a hot, dry summer.
The Intermountain West will have above normal temperatures for the next couple months, according to the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says that sounds about right.
I would expect your classic summer from what we've seen the last 5 to 7 years, above normal, hot, dry, monsoon kicking in. Latter end of July, end of August.
Matt says we saw a lot of triple-digit temperatures last year, and we can expect more in the coming months. And don't count on rain to cool things down. The Climate Center predicts we'll have a below-average amount this summer. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City, by the way, celebrating Earth Day by planting more than 250 trees at the Regional Athletic Complex near Rose Park. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and Councilwoman Victoria Petro will be among the volunteers and Department of Public Lands employees planting.
Tesla is adjusting its prices after a company-wide layoff of around 10%.
Tesla has announced major price cuts in Germany, China, and the United States as it grapples with falling sales and intensifying price wars. Tesla reported this month that global vehicle deliveries in the first quarter fell for the first time in nearly 4 years. Model Y, X, and S were lowered by $2,000, and on Saturday, Tesla announced that the full self-driver assistant software from $12,000 to $8,000 in the United States. I'm Chuck Palm.